The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
The story of a boy who grew up in a place filled with dysfunctional problems. He suffered with rage, confusion, and low self-esteem due to being a victim of circumstances. He struggled being sociable, and having any long-lasting friendships and intimacy was at best lost in a place never to be found. The different forms of love are hard to distinguish, leaving the boy at an awkward sociable level. Learning to self-heal and change his pattern of behavior is a true miracle with the help of strong faith in God. Overcoming distrust only to trust the wrong people has really isolated the boy into manhood, causing a forever lasting loneliness for his own protection. Get this emotional drama autobiography, a real page turner and inspirational story. From poor to middle class life without the help of big government. Go to lulu.com and search for The Real REHDOGG.
Good morning, 2020-2019. Political Bombshell, politicalbombshell.cf, your host here, Rashawn Blyden. Let's get it started on this humpty hump day. So, remember the Covington students? Well, the Covington students sues the Washington Post for $250 million. Ignored basic journalist standards and media bully. And you know what, in a just world, they should definitely win hands down, because they're absolutely right. You know, they were absolutely bullied. They took the side of these thugs, and they always do that. They always go for the hoax. We talked about that the other day. Hoax hate crimes. This wasn't a hoax hate crime, but this was a hoax. Indeed, it was. All because they hate Donald J. Trump. That's what it is. That's what it boils down to. And I keep telling, well, these are kids, so obviously they can't exercise their right, Second Amendment right. So, but everyone else, adults, you need to be legal. Get your permit. Go to a gun range. Learn how to handle your weapon of choice so you can stop the hate. Put it that way. Stop the hate. You can't allow people to beat you up because of what you believe. You can't. I don't care what you believe. You can't have people beat you up just because you believe something, because you're wearing a hat and you're a Trump supporter. That doesn't give people license to attack and hurt you. It's not right. So the attorneys representing the Kentucky high school student involved in a confrontation that went viral on social media last month announced Tuesday that they were suing the Washington Post for $250 million in compensation and punitive damage. The lawsuit, which was filed in federal court in Kentucky, accused the Post of practicing a modern-day form of McCarthyism by targeting Nicholas Sandman and using its vast financial resources to enter the bully pulpit by publishing a series of false and defamatory print and online articles to smear a young boy who was in its view an acceptable casualty in their war against the president. I absolutely agree. I really and truly absolutely agree. I agree 100%. I guess, let's see, what is this? Another story, Colorado teacher faces termination after misidentifying Covington student, calling him Hitler Youth. You see? Now that teacher got exactly what was coming to them. They got fired. A conservative leaders demand apology for media treatment of Covington students. So let's see what's going on here with this teacher. Let's see what's going on with the teacher. I want to get the name of the teacher, whether it's a male or female. Let's see. They're not going to tell me, are they? Colorado teacher is reportedly facing termination for calling a Kentucky high school student a member of Hitler Youth after she incorrectly identified the teen as being one of the students last month in a March for Life scene in a controversial viral video, which itself has been widely misrepresented. The superintendent of the Douglas County School District recommended Mountain Ridge Middle School teacher Michelle Grissom be dismissed, KDVR reported. She should be dismissed. In a statement, Superintendent Thomas Tucker said Grissom is entitled to a hearing, however, before the school board makes a final decision, according to KDVR. Grissom, who has been on administrative leave since January 20th, is accused of sharing tweets wrongly identifying a student in Kentucky as one of the teens seen in a video showing an interaction between students from Covington Catholic High School and a Native American activist after January 18th pro-life event in Washington, D.C. His name is Jay Jackson. His Twitter account is closed to non-followers, so we don't interfere with his training in the hashtag Hitler Youth. That's what she wrote. Grissom tweeted. Much like initial video misrepresentation, the Covington High School students, Grissom's tweeted went viral. The 17-year-old boy's father saw the tweet and responded, saying his son was not on the field trip to the nation's capital and instead was playing in a varsity basketball game hundreds of miles away at the time of the incident. The man even went so far as to provide proof of his claim, Complete Colorado reported. He later tweeted, tagging the school district, she finally apologized but has refused to take down her post and my son's picture. My son was harassed and bullied as a result of the teacher's rush to judgment, totally irrational behavior and inexcusable actions that need to have consequences. Grissom's Twitter account has since been made private, according to Complete Colorado. Grissom has been employed with the school district since August 1st, 1999 and earns $74,015 a year. Huh. Unbelievable. This is a thing that I don't understand. So you put up a false report or misleading, and it's not even the boy. Had I done something like that, common sense. Okay, oops, oh my goodness, I am wrong. Yes, an apology would be the first thing I would do. But then the second thing, I would delete that story because it's not true. Why would you leave a false story up like that? It's sickening. And as a result, the boy is being bullied. Are you kidding me? Yeah, not good. Not good at all. You know, not good. I don't understand people at all. I really don't. Okay, what else do we have going on here? What else is in the news? Venezuela on brink. Cuba warns U.S. intervention. Okay. Director of National Intelligence next to the chop? What do we mean by that? Trump grows frustrated with Coates, leading some to fear he might be fired. Oh, President Trump has grown increasingly disenchanted with Director of National Intelligence Daniel Coates, who has served as the nation's top intelligence official for nearly 2 years, leading some administration officials to worry he will soon be dismissed, according to people familiar with the matter. The president has never seen Coates as a close or trusted advisor, the people said, but he has become more frustrated with him in recent weeks over public statements that Trump sees as undercutting his policy goals, particularly with respect to reaching a disarmament agreement with North Korea. The people familiar with the matter, who, like others interviewed for this report, spoke on the condition of being anonymous to discuss internal deliberations, did not believe that Coates would be fired immediately, but said that Trump is considering removing him. They also noted that Trump sometimes grows angry with officials but stops short of dismissing them. Trump is still enraged about Coates' congressional testimony on national security threats last month, believing that the director undercut the president's authority when he shared intelligence assessments about Iran, North Korea, and Islamic State that are at odds with many of Trump's public statements. So, yeah, it's understandable. I would be, if I have an administration and they're making statements that's against my stuff, yeah, I would be I would be a little bit angry. I would probably make it public, but I'm sure that people would leak it out, and that's probably what happened here. Inside Trump's war on investigations encircling him. What is this? Intimidations, pressure, and humiliation. Inside Trump's 2-year war on investigations encircling him. As federal prosecutors in Manhattan gathered evidence last year about President Trump's role in silencing women with hush payments during the 2016 campaign, Mr. Trump called Matthew Whitaker, his newly installed attorney general, with a question. He asked whether Berman, the United States attorney for the Southern District of New York and a Trump ally, could be put in charge of the widening investigation. Mr. Whitaker, who had privately told Associates that part of his role at the Justice Department was to jump on the grenade for president. I don't know. Judge may jail Roger Stone after Instagram post. That's a dumb thing to do. I don't know why you would do that. Stupid, stupid, stupid! Stupid is, stupid does. Roger Stone, a former political advisor to U.S. President Trump, was ordered Tuesday to appear in court last week over Instagram posts. Judge Amy Jackson said Stone would need to show cause at the hearing on Thursday. Dummy, 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 dummy. Dummy, 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 dummy. U.S. debt hits record under Trump Republicans. I'm guessing it's very high. Very, very high. Let's see, $22 trillion. Yeah, Trump, you gotta rein this in. You're spending, spending, spending. You gotta rein this in. You're supposed to be physically conservative. We don't spend, spend, spend like a drunken sailor. Okay, so man charged with animal abuse thought dog was spying on him for the police. Are you insane? People are nuts. I don't even know if I want to read this. People are insane. The suspect thought that the dog was spying for police. Are you kidding me? Oh my. He must be on drugs. He's gotta be on some kind of drug. Stupid is stupid is stupid. It's gotta be some kind of hallucinogenic drug or something. Cause stupid. Okay, come on. Load up already. Or they won't let me. This is on St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's trying to make me take a survey so I can read the story. This is ridiculous. I'm not taking a survey to read the story. Are you kidding me? Oh yeah, okay, screw you. I'm not taking no damn survey. As families arrive, Hamas border agents offer snacks and medical checks. Kick them out of here. Get a fire hose filled with gas. Okay, never mind. Trump meets millennial who challenged Merkel on refugees. This sounds like it's an endorsement to me. Sounds like an endorsement. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, the millennial who became Europe's youngest head of government because he took on Merkel over migrant policies, is set to meet President Donald Trump today, Wednesday. The 32-year-old was flagged to Trump as a rock star. So, I wonder what they're gonna talk about. Interesting. Arizonians may have to give DNA to state. Are you kidding me? Why do you have to give DNA to the states? DNA to the states. You may soon have to give your DNA to the state and pay $250 for the privilege. Ooh, it's too much. Too rich. Are you kidding me? Correction and clarification. An earlier version of the story incorrectly listed Senator David Livingston's title. Arizona could soon be one of the first states to maintain a massive statewide DNA base. Why do you need a DNA base? I'm not doing it. No. And if the proposed legislation passes, many people from parents, school volunteers, and teachers to real estate agents and foster parents will have no choice but to give up their DNA. Wow. Yeah. I would either change professions, leave the state, or just completely disobey. What are they gonna do? Lock me up? Probably will, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, not willingly. Patients' health data, experts accuse Facebook of exposing personal info. Is anyone surprised by this? Because I'm not surprised by it. That's what, don't you people get it by now? That's what Facebook does? So why are you still having a Facebook account? I don't understand. You know what they're gonna do. You already know. So why are you keeping an account with Facebook? Why? Why are you using it? I don't understand. I really don't understand why you're using it. Really and truly. So let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on here with fake book. That's why I call them fake book, because they're fake. Okay. A group of patients and health data experts is accusing Facebook of misleading users about how their personal health information can be manipulated and exposed without patients' explicit permission. In a Federal Trade Commission complaint released publicly on Tuesday, the group alleges that Facebook prompts its users to join online medical support groups under the guise that they are private, but does not make clear that users could expose their health data when they join these groups. I think the highest level deception is that they call these medical support groups safe. Fred Troller, a security researcher and one of the complaints, told The Hill. He pointed out that Facebook executives, including Facebook CEO Sucky Zucky, have touted the medical support groups as an opportunity for students to support one another, while failing to disclose that the group members' data could be minded for ad targeting and harassment. House Energy and Commerce Chairman Frank Pallone Jr. and Representative Jan Skowski, who chairs the Commerce Subcommittee, in response to the FTC complaint, requested a staff briefing from Facebook. Facebook spokesperson, in a statement to The Hill, said the company looks forward to briefing the committee about how these products work. It's intentionally clear to people that when they join any group on Facebook, other members on that group can see that they are part of that community and can see posts they choose to share with that community. So, the FTC complaint claims Facebook is not transparent about how users are targeted. Are we that surprised? Stop using it. That's the bottom line. Stop using it. Just stop using it. I would. Look, by a Zuckley army baiter, so there is a few
small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Ha 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 ha. Empire Strikes Back by Cutting Smollett's Scenes. Good, you freaking hate hoaxer. Cut your scenes. Ha 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 ha. Feds questioning if Smollett sent threatening letters to himself. He probably did, of course. The feds are probing whether Jesse Smollett was involved in sending a suspicious threat letter to himself a week before he claimed to have been attacked by racists with a noose and bleach in Chicago, according to a report on Tuesday. The FBI and U.S. Postal Inspectors are now investigating the claim by brothers Abimbalo and Olumbijo, I can't pronounce these names, that Smollett played a role in the letter delivered to Science Space Studio on January 22nd. Two federal officials confirmed to ABC News. The note, which featured a message, "You will die, black FG," I think it means the what they call smoking a cigarette in Europe, in cutout magazine letters, and a crude drawing of a stick figure hanging from a tree, is at an FBI crime lab for an analyst. I hope they find his fingerprints or something on there. This guy has to go away for perpetrating a hate crime. He went to extraordinary lengths to make it look real. Sending yourself a hate letter note, paying two brothers to pretend like they beat you up, pour bleach by a noose. Are you have a sick, twisted mind, and you have to pay. You gotta go to jail about this. You really have to go down, and I'm glad that they're cutting your scenes. The note. Okay, so MAGA was written in red across the envelope. Trump supporters don't do things like this. It's stupid. You're gonna write a threatening note and put MAGA. Make America Great. Make America Great is not something it's not like writing Ku Klux Klan or Black Lives Matter on something, or what's that other group, or the New Black Panthers. It's not like writing that on the note. MAGA makes America Great Again. It's not something racist. And clearly, I feel that Trump, if you listen to the State of the Union that he made, he clearly pointed out what MAGA means. So stop the freaking nonsense. Oh, man, he's got to go down. He's got to go down. He has to suffer. I hope when you go to jail, you become someone's boyfriend, or many people's boyfriends. If you get their drift, he might like that. Reports have said Smollett paid the men $3,500 upfront to fake the attack and was supposed to give them another $500 afterwards. A grand jury was set to begin weighing charges against Smollett as early as Tuesday. He could face a felony rap if he's charged with filing a false report. The Osondorio brothers are expected to testify before the grand jury if they haven't already done so. Meanwhile, cops also got a tip Tuesday morning that Smollett and the brothers were spotted together around the time of the alleged 2 a.m. attack on the Empire actor. People, stupid. Stupid! You gotta go down! The tipster said he may have seen the trio in an elevator together at the North Water Apartments where the actor lives, and possibly after the assault occurred. Detectives were sent this morning to validate that tip and investigate it. They are investigating it. It is unconfirmed. We haven't validated it. So they plan to interview the man who provided the tip. Later Tuesday, cops did not believe the tipster's information was credible based in part on video evidence. Smollett claims he was attacked steps away from where he lives in the Tony Sternville neighborhood. He told cops that two strangers in black clothing shouted homophobic and racist slurs, as well as "this is a MAGA country." Smollett claims widely accepted at face value and condemned. Of course, they would condemn. But let's get to the part where his scenes are cut already. Well, I'm not doing a recap. We know how much of a phony he and a fraud, a bum, a mook, a mutt. Let's see. It's not telling me here. Two of Smollett's six siblings posted a message of support. Yeah, of course. Of course you would support him. You idiots! Where, okay, I read the whole story and it's not, didn't tell me that they actually did cut it. What clickbait this was. What a clickbait you are. You don't give me any more. Okay. Also, Siege, Smollett Empire scene cut after attack controversy. They put it in a different story, you fools. Scenes featuring Smollett on the TV show Empire has been drastically cut amid the apparent unraveling of his tale about being the victim of a hate attack, according to reports Tuesday. The actor who plays singer-songwriter Jamal Lyon on the hit Fox show was supposed to have 9 scenes and a big musical performance in the second to last episode of season 5 productions. But 5 scenes and the musical number have been axed. Ha ha! Smollett's character is also no longer the focus of the remaining 4 scenes. Ha ha! Which will now feature an ensemble of characters, the report said. The 36-year-old actor is spending far less time on the set as a result, the report said. Actually, he should be fired. He should be fired. What are these? Maybe they're waiting to see that the end results of the report of the and he's charged with the crime, and maybe then they'll fire him. Empire writers have been scrambling over the past days to revise the season's script. Smollett claims he was the victim. Okay, we know all this already. Okay. Faces prison time and career ruin, all because of hate. You see, people, I am not talking to you. Shut up. Shut up. I didn't even ask for you. So what was I saying? Hate ruins your life. Don't you get it? It's the opposite of love. Love enhances your enhances your life, and good things happen when love is involved. But when hate is involved, it destroys everything. I mean, it destroys everything. Real hate destroys everything. And we're looking at real hate in the Smollett. Hate. And because of hate, you, sir, are facing possible prison and your career is ruined because you lied about an attack. You lied because of hate, Smollett. You lied. You hate Trump so much that you pretty much invented a hate crime. You tried to, I mean, you went through the lengths of sending yourself a letter in the mail of, I mean, who does that? Who writes a letter saying this is MAGA country and put it in red crayon or whatever the hell you use, and then soon after you get a supposed beating. And these were people you knew. After they did it, they went to Nigeria, wherever they went to, and came back and told the truth. They shouldn't have done it in the first place. But money, they saw a easy payday. But God intervened, you see. God intervened because you basically you picked the wrong camera to stage the attack, and the camera was pointing in a different direction. And all the pieces are coming together. You're gonna be caught. It was a bold-faced lie, and you deserve everything that's coming to you. Hate is very, very destructive. Hate destroyed your career, and you may face prison time. Hate, Smollett, hate. So that is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about why hate is so destructive. Why is hate destructive? That is what I want to talk about, because I feel that not just with Smollett, but with the whole Democratic Party and the DOJ and the FBI and all of and the Never Trumpers. You see, the reason why you're not succeeding in your effort to destroy Trump is because of hate. Hate is destructive, and the hate is destroying you. The hate is destroying you from the inside out. Hate is very, very, very destructive. And you see, because MAGA is basically formed and meant by loving people, love in the end will always conquer hate. Think, if you want to think of it as far as religiously, God is love, Satan is hate. Who wins? Rhetorical, we know who wins. We know who wins. So, hatred is a negative emotion. And in Smollett's case, he let hate overpower him so much. You see, when you hate that deeply, you're going to make a mental mistake. So if you're doing something out of hatred, the hate is so powerful and sometimes it clouds your judgment and you're not doing things as well as you would normally do it. As in contrast with love, love is done out of purity and clarity. And so there's nothing to cloud your judgment. And if you want to look at it like that, that's the way you should look at it. Because I've been down that road before, shame to say that, but I was driven to the point of hate that it really does muddy up everything and destroyed my life completely. And so I am very happy that hate does not exist in my world anymore. Hate is gone. And that's obviously, you may not be religious, but for me, that was through religion, God. That's how I conquered and got this hate out of me. Anger is not a form of hate, but it does, it's the one of the first characteristics, for lack of a better word, because you the anger is fueled, and the higher and deeper the anger goes, and then there's anger involved in hate. So let's look at the destructive power of hate. Everydayhealth.com. They write, poison isn't always something you eat or drink. It can be an emotion, and hate is one of them. So poison isn't something that you eat or drink always. It can be an emotion, and hate is one of them. I would argue that hate is the deepest form of poison, emotional poison. Eating you up inside and causing destruction. This is what's happening to the Democrats, to the Never Trumpers, to the actors, to the small ads out there. It's eating you alive. It's eating you alive. It really and truly is eating you up inside, and it's causing destruction. Do you have hate in your life? Well, hate is a mighty strong emotion. The mental venom can pollute your spirit, poison your soul, and seep into all of the relationships that surround you. Very, very true. Anyone who has found themselves wrapped up in the arms of hate knows how damning and mind-consuming it can become. This is what's happening with these Never Trumpers. They are supposed to be conservatives. No matter what Trump does, they hate him so much, even if it's something that's very strongly conservative, they hate him. So they don't care. That's poison. That's emotional poison. Emotional poison. Do you understand what emotional poison is? I don't think you understand. It's an emotional poison, and you need to clean it out. Get it out. Your soul cannot take that deep poisoning. Do you understand? Do you get it? Even the word carries power, particularly if it comes from a friend, a family member, or a child. While hate can be directed at almost anything, animals, food, jobs, movies, the most destructive is hatred towards other people. And this is true. I mean, we obviously use it out of context. I do too. I'd be like, oh, I hate this job. Oh, I hate this food. Well, I don't think that it's that strong when you say it, because it doesn't mean, if I say I hate my job, yes, people do hate their jobs, but not in the sense, in a true sense of a true form of hate. You really, really and truly dislike it. But hatred towards someone, it's something completely different. It's very, very harmful. Smollett is finding out. Smollett is finding out. Today, I want you to ask yourself the question, does hate have a place in your life? Do you harbor any feelings of hatred towards myself or anyone else? If you do, I implore you to address this negative feeling before it becomes something much more dangerous. Hate, when left unchecked, will drain your spirit, tarnish your soul, and darken your days. And this is where the Democrat Party is right now. Their souls has been darkened and tarnished, and their spirits been drained a long time ago. So it's the Never Trumpers and the Hollywood elites. Generally speaking, there are two kinds of hate. The kind that's turned outward, explosion, and the kind that's turned inward, implosion. I believe that the Democrat Party have both. Both of these will eat you up inside. So if you find yourself living with hate, perhaps today is a good day for a little wellness house cleaning. Hating others. Hate to oh, let me repeat, let me start over. Hate turned outward is both dangerous and ugly. It can motivate violent crime and damaging behaviors. Smollett, are you listening to me? The recent shooting at the LA Fitness gym. Okay, so you get the drift that if you are feeling hatred, you really and truly have to take care of it. You really do. You really do have to take care of it. The Psychology of Hate by psychologytoday.com has an article here. If it loads up anytime soon. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Give me that no page. What is going on? I really have to get a new computer because I put a Wi-Fi. My computer is not a Wi-Fi. It doesn't have a built-in Wi-Fi, and so I had to buy one of the USB ones, and it really sucks. I don't know if it's because it's a cheap one or the computer's old. Computer's very old. I need to upgrade this thing. All right, so recently, several members of the group calling itself Respect the Flag were sentenced to prison for terrorizing guests at the birthday party of an 8-year-old African American girl. They yell racial slurs and death threats to guests, including children. That's sick. Why didn't I read about when? I never heard of this story. Did I talk about this? When did this happen? I have to search Respect the Flag just to see what this is. Respect the Flag, John McNaughton. They Respect the Flag has a Trump painting. See how people of the world, largest democracy, paying respect. Respect the Flag. Okay, this is not. This is not. They're not showing me the group here. This is not. It's showing me actual flags. It's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for. Okay, Respect the Flag. Let's see. I painted President Trump picking up a shredded and no, this isn't it. I can't find it. Okay, whatever. I can't find it right now, but that's sick. That's sick. How much years was he? They were sentenced to prison. Doesn't say how long. I hope that they get the crap beat out of them in prison. That's okay. See, that was a little bit of anger. That wasn't hate. That's anger because of the hateful thing that they done. But can others drag you to hate? Like, can someone's hateful act be so hateful it angers you into becoming hateful yourself? You don't want to go down the rabbit hole. So you have to try to contain yourself and not allow yourself to be dragged into hate. You really shouldn't do it. So hate is very, very destructive. Very destructive. So Smollett, if y'all lied, you're gonna face prison time and the implosion of your career. If it turns out you lied about being targeted of hate crime, legal and public relations experts say yeah. The best thing that Jussie Smollett can do is pray a lot. No, that's not the best thing he could do. The best thing he could do is tell the truth. Whether you want to or not, you need to tell the truth. It won't set your soul free, but you're still going to go to jail. You won't be free in that way, but your soul will be free. So tell the truth. Tell the truth, Smollett. Tell the truth, Smollett. You suck, Smollett. Smollett suck. Bernie ready for revolution. He's pumping his fist like he's a bitch. Let's see. Bernie Sanders enter 2020 presidential race. I don't even care. Oh boy, my stomach cares. Do you hear that growl in my stomach? Bracing for wall in Rio Grande Valley. Let's see. Bracing for the wall in South Texas. A Congress approves 55 mile of new border fencing. I don't want fence, I want a wall. I want a wall, okay? I want a fence, I want a wall, okay? That's what I want, a wall. Pollster sees path to win for who? Pollster sees the pollsters who believes anything from the polls. Bernie's pollsters dishes on the path to beat Trump. Critics argue the Democratic Socialist can't possibly win a general election. His aides counter he could upend the electoral map. When Bernie Sanders was mulling a 2020 campaign last year, he said he would likely pull the trigger if he thought he was the best candidate to defeat Trump. Now that he's officially in the race for the White House, a key element of his argument is that he is, in a way, okay, I don't care. I don't think he could win crap. Caught between Trump and left. Dems tried to avoid socialism squeeze. Caught between Trump and the left. Democrats seek to avoid socialism squeeze. You can't avoid it, cause y'all socialist bastards. Y'all socialist bum bums. Can you tell I'm hungry? I get a little silly when I'm hungry. I get a little silly. Michelle Oh tied with Biden as front runner. I didn't even know she entered. Former First Lady tied with former Vice President as a front runner. Yeah, two y'all should team up. Two y'all, Kamala Harris, Jamaican father rips her for pushing pot stereotype. Huh. This sounds interesting. This sounds very, very interesting. It sounds like, I'll tell you, Jamaicans don't play. You know, they don't play. And if you are pushing a lie, they will eat you aside. They will eat you up. They will eat you alive. They will eat you alive. Okay, so what is the father saying? The father says here, let's see. When Kamala Harris said last week that she obviously supports marijuana legalization and has smoked the plant, she cited her ethnicity. Half my family's from Jamaica are you kidding me? Her Jamaican father is not happy about that. In a statement to Jamaica Global Online, Donald Harris called his daughter's remark a travesty and accused her of stereotyping. That's true, she was saying that Jamaicans, they smoke pot, all of them. My dear departed grandmother, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their grave right now to see their family's name and reputation and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of a pot-smoking, joy-seeking, and in the pursuit of identity politics, he said. Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty. Mr. Harris, an economics professor at Stanford University, concluded in a statement to the news site for Jamaica Diaspora. So, yeah, he told you off, didn't you? Because you stereotype, you really did.
Jamaica, 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 you know, lion, down in Jamaica, bring it born and grow. The old Shirayas fall, I'm in love with so. I used to go to school and play tito, and down in Jamaica, they play domino. I tell you, send catch me.
Clarence Thomas calls for reconsideration of landmark libel ruling. Alleged abuse of deaf children on two continents points to Vatican failings. The Pope ignored them. Are we that surprised by this bouncer Pope ignoring? He's not a real Pope, I don't care. They were perfect victims, vulnerable to the extreme. The deaf students tended to come from poor families, and they believe in the sanctity of the church. Speaking of sanctity of the church, I've decided I need to join a new church. Now that I'm in a new community, I see on my drive back and forth that I'm surrounded by many churches. Now I need to do research and decide which one I want to join. Like, I know I don't want to be a Baptist, I don't want to be Catholic, I want to go back to where I used to be, apostolic. And so I'm gonna need to search and see if I could find one that I want to be a member of. I need to get back to that community, because that is where I blossomed. That is where I was saved and where I was baptized again, and that's where my life, things got a lot better. And it was if you read my autobiography, which you can click on the description, you will see that I've been literally from to hell and back more than once. I definitely was in that hateful path. This is why I know about hate and why I know hate can be destructive. I lived it, man. And so I implore you, you should read that. Read that. It comes in paperback, hardcover, or if you're into ebooks, click on that link. So the Pope didn't believe these students, and they were, yeah, sad, very sad stuff, folks. Very, very sad. Theresa May's grip on power weakens as three lawmakers quit over Brexit. Boom! Biggest free agent contract in history. 10 years, $300 million. I don't recognize this guy's face, so I'm gonna guess that this is a sport that I don't really follow. Let's see. Who is this? Manny Machado, the Padres, for $300 million in surprise end to saga. Oh, so this is baseball. I do follow it some very casually. Okay, that's a big payday. Yeah, that's a big payday. That's a big pay. Pressure mounts on Alabama publisher after he. This guy's sick. I read this the other day too. Let's see. He's got something. Got to be done about him. Pressure mounts on Alabama publisher after he urges KKK to riot again. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. We already have enough hate baiters. We don't need more. I would say let all the hate baiters live on an island by themselves and let them kill each other, cancel each other out. So I'm not gonna read this story. This guy is just a nut. College calls police over cartoon frog. No, you gotta be kidding me. Are you kidding me? It's a cartoon frog they're calling over? Let's see. Folsom Lake College notified the local police after finding a poster of a cartoon frog stating that hate has no home on our campus. An FLC faculty member found the sheet featuring Pepe the Frog on their official door earlier in February. The school informed the police department about the incident, so it would be on heightened alert for any signs that. Okay, I don't understand. So, they put a picture of a frog and saying hate has no home on our campus, and they're angry about it. So they call the police. Just rip it down, then. Look, I'm not going to give this any more of my time. It's ridiculous. Calling the cops for BS. Burberry sorry for hoodie with noose. Oh no, people are, who is Burberry? I don't even know who that is. Suicide isn't fashion. Burberry apologizes for hoodie with noose around the neck. Wow. Really, why the hell would she do that? You see, how people sick people minds, sick minds, minds are sick. Sick. Sick woman, sick. Hot trend at London Fashion Week, sperm. Sperm were the hot trend at London Fashion Week. What? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. The I don't understand. It's people are, but it's London, so could I be? Am I surprised? Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. I am not surprised at all. It is London indeedy do.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Come on, people might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know? That's a part of life, okay?
Let's talk about sex, baby. The biggest takeaway from London Fashion Week? Designers across the pond are all horned up. Take Ashley Williams, who showed in London the day after Valentine's. She's known for her campy, bejeweled hair clips that spell out sayings like anxiety or devil, but things got even more risque this season. How risque, you ask? We're talking a collection full of squiggly cartoon-like sperm printed pieces, from a fuzzy fleece to a silky skirt, the strapless T-length cocktail dress. There were plenty of stylish swimmers on the design. A few days later, Christopher Kane, another cheeky Brit who loves to play with XXX material, was inspired by boldly fluids and fetishes. Kane built up a climax with subtle details with leather laces and colorful bags, hair bags. But by the 11th, he looked at, okay, I don't care. They're horned up, you know? Okay. Anything else? Anything else for a hump day? I think I've given you a lot for a hump day. Hump day, hump day. Airplanes, seat cameras, new spy in sky. Boeing 787 hits 807, 801 miles an hour. Driverless buses to begin operating in Orlando. Amazon collaborative robots offer peek into future. And how people who appear happiest could be the most dangerous. The depressed. This is true. This is a true thing. Whoop. Let's see. I was gonna end, but as you know, I am a huge superhero fan, and I see a headline here: early reviews praise Captain Marvel. If there's spoilers, I don't want to read it myself because I. Let's see. Early reviews cheer on Captain Marvel. It's retro and trippy, mysterious and dorky. Let's see. Well, based on early reactions, there's plenty to stoke about. Critics got a first peek at the latest Marvel superhero film on Tuesday night and immediately took to Twitter with many cheering on the movie. Here's a sample of what they're saying. Fandango editor Eric Davis called the movie retro and trippy. Hashtag Captain Marvel has a great 90s sci-fi vibe with a tone unlike any other Marvel movie. One wrote, Captain Marvel isn't what I expected based on marketing. It's pretty much an all-in cosmic space movie, he wrote. Also, it's a lot weirder than I expected. Ben Mendelsohn is awesome as Talos and not wacky weird like the GOTG movie. I don't know what that movie is. Think more Ray snapping into endless mirrors. Okay. I'm done. 30 minutes morning exercise cuts blood pressure. What else? Anything else? Dragon Aura World silently in sky. Alright, I think I've given plenty. Played all of them for fools. Oh, that's the Empire guy. He certainly did. Certainly played them for fools. Okay, I am done. Pampered Cat will get his paws on 200 million fortune. Okay, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm losing my voice here. I've been talking way too long. So, I will talk to you later.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bombs, political bombs, so come on, people, let's go. Political bombs, so come on, people, let's go.
The story of a boy who grew up in a place filled with dysfunctional problems. He suffered with rage, confusion, and low self-esteem due to being a victim of circumstances. He struggled being sociable, and having any long-lasting friendships and intimacy was at best lost in a place never to be found. The different forms of love are hard to distinguish, leaving the boy at an awkward sociable level. Learning to self-heal and change his pattern of behavior is a true miracle with the help of strong faith in God. Overcoming distrust only to trust the wrong people has really isolated the boy into manhood, causing a forever lasting loneliness for his own protection. Get this emotional drama autobiography a real page-turner and inspirational story. From poor to middle-class life without the help of big government. Go to lulu.com and search for The Real R-E-H-D-O-G-G.